every distressed, miserable... You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to listen to me rant and rave. No, I'm only joking. You've tuned in because you want to hear a word from God today. That's why I've entitled this WGOD, because God is always broadcasting. When we tune into His frequency, that's what we're going to do today. We're going to hear what God has to say about, well, the Apostle Paul says, and starts it with, do not be deceived, meaning don't kid yourself. Just because you don't see this particular thing going on right now, like it used to in the Old Testament, don't think that God doesn't take notice and that there's not going to be some accountability for what's going on. Let me finish the verse. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, this shall he also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. He who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap life everlasting. This is what we're looking at. This sermon really is four different groups that mock God, starting with the Supreme Court. And that's where we're going to end up here with today's program. So that's what's going on for the rest of this week. 1 week left to this sermon series in Galatians, and we're going to wrap that up this coming Sunday. And my sermon is entitled, The World Has Been Crucified to Me, famous saying the Apostle Paul made there to wrap up that letter. So that's where we're at this week. Pastor Darren Solana going to preach the following week, and then the week after that, I'm going to preach one of my all-time favorite sermons as I'm getting ready for a new series. It's entitled, How's Your Diet? Taken from Hebrews chapter 5. It's a question, what are you eating? Whoever wrote the book of Hebrews says, those that are on milk are unskilled in the word of righteousness, for they are babes. What are you eating? What does your diet consist of? We're going to have a checkup from the neck up to see where you're at and whether or not you are partaking of milk or solid food. Are you on milk like Gerber's or what I like to call a peewee Christian? Or are you feasting on porterhouse steaks, which is what I offer you at Island Community Church, friend? If you're tired of milk and pablum, I invite you to come out where the meat of the Word of God is offered each and every week. We're a small church, but I encourage you and promise you, if you come out, you're going to hear the meat of the Word each and every week. That's what we do at Island Community Church. Here now is part one of this message, God is not mocked. You see four blanks. We're going to fill in the blanks. We're in Galatians chapter 6. I don't know why I feel so reluctant to preach this sermon. I mean, is there anyone here that mocks God? Raise your hand. I mean, this shouldn't concern you. I mean, haven't you ever wanted, here's just a little confession. You know, I've been negotiating with God now for a couple years on this one. And I don't want to be greedy, so I don't ask for 50. I want 35-yard line seats.
at the great white throne judgment. Because there's so many people I can't wait to see at the judgment seat of Christ. All the people that burned Polycarp and burned all the Christians, all the millions and millions of Christians that have died at the hands of evil. We'll save the 50-yard line for Peter and Paul and them. But Lord, please, can I sit on the 35-yard line? That's all that I ask. So be not deceived. God is not mocked. This should not apply to you. But that's what we're looking at here today. I don't single it out. You don't single anything out when you're going through verse by verse. People say to me, you know, why don't you preach on love or marriage or divorce or giving? When you preach the whole counsel of God, you cover everything. Nothing is left out when you preach Matthew 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. Nothing is left out. Now, we're in chapter 6. I want to focus on verse 7, but let's work our way there. Next week is my last sermon in this series. I think it's entitled, The World's Been Crucified to Me. I'm dusting off one of my all-time favorite sermons entitled, How's Your Diet? The week after, what are you eating? Milk or solid food? Are you a mature Christian or what we'd call in football a peewee Christian? The following week, Reverend Jim Johnson on Easter will be bringing the word on Easter Sunday. Grateful for that. The week after that, the whole rest of the year will be in the book of Revelation, starting April the 8th. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. All right, now Paul's dealing with a hypothetical case of a Christian who is caught in a sin, or better yet still, is caught by a sin. The thought is of someone running from sin, but sin, being faster, overtakes him and catches him. Notice that word, overtaken. Like seeing a state trooper, your rear view mirror, from way far off. And then all of a sudden, they blow by you. And that's what sin's doing. It's running faster than you. It's running faster than you. Paul says, when you're overtaken by sin, a Christian should restore that person and restore that person carefully, lest you also fall. The Greek word used for restore is a word, it's a medical term used for fixing and mending a broken bone. In the New Testament, it was used for mending fishing nets. The task of restoration is not to be undertaken by fledglings in the faith, but by those that are spiritual. That is, believers that are walking by the Spirit, as we looked at last week, mature in the faith. My friend Eric Marshall's not here today. I thought he was going to be here maybe. Has been involved for many years with freeing people from demonic oppression and demonic possession. Now that's a ministry that's not for the faint-hearted. Nor for a new believer. Eric has suffered many years as a result of this ministry. And his family has suffered. And he walks with a profound limp now. Figuratively. Verse 2. Bear one another's burdens. And so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. Check that out. If anyone thinks that he's something, he deceives himself. The Bible calls you nothing. That is on the proud meter. Don't be too proud. Bible calls you nothing. You're enough to Jesus for him to come down here on earth and die on the cross for you. You're enough for Jesus to leave the 99 and come and chase you down. But you're still what Paul calls nothing. That is, Don't be proud or arrogant or think you're better than another Christian, because you're not. Now, while he's talking about being deceived, let's jump down here to verse 7. It says, do not be deceived. That is, don't kid yourself. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh. Notice what's going to pay him back. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Right in line where we left off last week in our last message, right? The works of the flesh and walking in the Spirit. Now, I would venture to say this is one of the most serious and unfulfilled texts in all of the Bible, in my opinion. Starts with the phrase, do not be deceived. Again, the Esposito paraphrase, don't kid yourself, friend. Don't kid yourself. Just because you're not seeing the fulfillment of this doesn't mean it's not going to happen. God is not mocked. Ah, but God is mocked. Isn't he? God's mocked everywhere today. He's mocked all the time. Everywhere you turn, God is mocked. I want to look at four different ways in which God indeed is mocked. Or should I say, four different groups for the handout here this morning. Of which way God is mocked. And I want to look at why it keeps happening. And I want to look at why he doesn't seem to do anything about it. Why is it different now than in the Old Testament when they were dropping like flies for mocking God? We're going to answer that question. We see in this text the law of sowing and reaping. Right? To sow means to plant something for a future harvest. Hosea, the prophet, wrote this: he who sows wind will reap a whirlwind. That is trouble. When trouble's your middle name, you're going to pay it for it in the end. He who sows wind. Is that you? Do you sow wind? If you do, you're going to reap a whirlwind. But payback is coming, the Bible is saying. If you sow wind, you're going to reap a whirlwind. The Greek word for mocked is what we call in English an onomatopoeia. That is a word that sounds like its meaning. Mocktorizo is the word. It means to turn one's nose up at. Humph. How and by whom is God mocked today? I've got a list of four. The first group that mocks God, number one on your handout, is the Supreme Court of the United States. If you join me on the 35-yard line, you'll see this in action, friend. When all the Supreme Court justices throughout the years are going to stand at the great white throne judgment and give an account for the things that they've done. The Supreme Court, first of all, seen in homosexual marriage. God says, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Ephesians 5:31. That's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.